Welcome, everybody, to the Motive Podcast, where we believe you are the hero of your life, your defective self-beliefs are your enemy, and the greatest motive in life is connection. I'm your host, Shaden Bertinoli. I'm a marriage and family therapist and founder of Motive, and I'm here with my awesome co-host, Bree McMullen. Well, hello, everybody.
Hey, Shaden.
Bree, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about parenting, one of my favorite things.
This is one of her favorite things.
I love it.
I like talking about it too. It's a huge part of my practice. It's a huge part of my life. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about today the difference between discipline and punishment in parenting.
So what is it? What is punishment to you and what is discipline to you?
So punishment to me is the natural knee-jerk reaction when you're parenting your kids. That your kid does something, you're mad, they're in trouble. You deal out a punishment.
So the goal of punishment is usually what?
Negative.
Negative.
Not like teaching.
Control.
Control. It's definitely negative to your child. It's taking things away. It's removing privileges. I think it always has a negative connotation.
So I think
it doesn't involve learning and teaching and growth.
You know, and I think as parents, if we're honest with ourselves, punishment, really, really what we're doing is trying to control our own emotions.
Yes.
Because the child is inducing in us a lot of emotion.
Rage and anger. Uh-huh.
And so we are punishing out of the fact that they made us feel something that we didn't want to feel.
Yeah. And I think we don't know what to do. I think that's why I said it's just the natural. It's just, you know, that's what we do. If we don't know any better or we haven't figured it out.
Or it's how
how
you were parented for sure. That's a big time thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember thinking when I had my oldest was about 1.5 or so, going on 40, and thinking, I have never felt these emotions before. Mm-hmm. I'm so angry and I am not an angry person.
Well, I am one. I am an angry person, and it's crazy how angry you can get.
Yeah, I love it. So the difference between that then and discipline, which I think is positive and a learning experience, it doesn't mean that there are not consequences, but I think discipline is positive, and it's an opportunity to teach.
Yeah.
And to learn and to grow.
So there's a really awesome podcaster, family doctor or family therapist in Australia named Dr. Justin Coulson.
Yes.
And he's great. And Bree introduced me to him, you know, obviously not literally, but
podcast. I have met his brother.
Have you?
I have. We were hiking once.
He had a post yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but he had a post said on his Instagram that said, so when our child doesn't know how to brush their teeth, what do? Teach them.
How.
When they don't know how to tie their shoes.
We teach them.
When they don't know how to drive.
Oh, that's scary. We teach them.
I know, right?
I'm going through that right now.
When they don't know how to date or flirt with girls or boys.
Yeah, gotta teach them how.
And when they misbehave.
We freak
out. And he left it blank. And I loved it. It was so good. He's like, why do we have such an instinctual reaction with so many other things in our children's lives that is to teach? And why isn't it our initial reaction when they misbehave to teach?
Yeah.
And it's all because of us.
Oh, yeah.
It's because of what's going on inside of us that we aren't in check with, we're not ready to deal with yet. Mm-hmm. And so we seek control. And then I saw this other cool video on Instagram, which I should probably be. I need to tell myself more often. I need to post more than consume but that doesn't happen. But
follow
I saw this
on Instagram if you don't.
Yeah. I saw this post that said, or this guy was talking and he talked about how, you know, our children, who do they watch? You know, they watch us.
Yeah.
And they're never going to stop watching us. And in the beginning of our parenting, we can get away with a lot of things because they just aren't smart enough. But ultimately, whenever you watch something long enough, you figure them out.
Yeah.
And he talked about how you better get ready because your children are going to figure you out. And yeah, there will obviously be love. Like kids even love the worst parents that I've ever met. It's just natural. We
it's
love our parents.
Innate. Yeah.
But he said, will they respect you? And will they have respect for you? And will they be proud that you are their parent?
Yeah.
Because they will figure you out. And most of the time.
And what will they do when they become parents?
Exactly.
That's a huge drive for me too.
So discipline to me is just much more of a, like you said, it's about teaching and learning and preparing them for the next time rather than shaming them about what they just did.
Yeah.
And inducing a lot of more positive acceptance with them that they, hey, you're okay. It's good to make mistakes. And, but yeah, there are consequences as well.
Okay. So let's talk about, we had this discussion the other day about cell phones. So knowing what we just talked about.
Talk about a pandemic.
Yep. How do you discipline, not punish, how do you discipline your child when they're abusing their cell phone?
I'm going to go back to you on that one. What do you think?
Okay, let me give you a backstory about why I think this. So my oldest child, like I said, Gracie, if you're listening to this, my kids think it's funny that I love podcasts. And I have a podcast. Well, obviously we're podcasting, but I love to listen to podcasts and my kids make fun of me. So if you're listening to this, Gracie knows that she was a difficult child. And I would say maybe not difficult. I didn't know how to handle her. She has big emotions. She's got big dreams. She is a really go-getter, very intelligent person, and has been since she was born. You know, she born, she crawled, she walked, she stood up at 2 years old. You could have full-on adult conversations with her. It was crazy. And about that time, I realized that it didn't work when she would get mad, or which she did. She was sort of a raging, angry child sometimes. And I would just take her toy away, right? She would get mad. She would hit her brother or whatever. So instinctively, I took her toy away because that's what you do, right? That's the natural thing. And she would look at me and go, fine, I didn't even care about that toy. Yep. I'll get another one. And nothing was special to her. She didn't have a binky. She didn't have a blanket. She didn't have nothing. She didn't care. Mm-hmm. So whatever I took away, she didn't care about it anymore. She would find something new to care about for the moment, just to spite me. And because it was a huge control thing in our house. And I remember thinking, oh, crap, like that doesn't work. So what do I do? I don't know what else to do. I don't know how to parent this kid. I don't have the skills necessary. And for me, that became a bit of a turning point to really start doing my homework. So that's when I started reading parenting books, taking parenting classes, following parenting blogs when they came out. I mean, I just dove in and digested as much information as I could. So now here she's 17, and I also have a 15-year-old who has a cell phone. And if she's disobeying her curfew that we have on her cell phone, then, you know, we're spending too much time on it, not getting things done or whatnot, then of course the natural reaction again is to say, well, then we're going to take away your cell phone. Mm-hmm. You lose privileges of your cell phone. But again, that doesn't work.
Yep.
It turns into a huge power struggle, which now she's 18 or 17, almost 18. That's even funner than a 2-year-old. So I think, and I guess what I've learned through the years of trial and error and reading and I don't know, a lot of it's just being a parent and figuring things out, is that there's something behind it. What is the emotion behind it of why your kid is doing what they're doing? You know, what is the driving emotion? And a lot of the times for her, for example, is she might come home and, you know, we can't get her away from this, or she's acting out, she's being mean to other people, whatever. I could say this for any of my kids. But there's an underlying amount of frustration or upsetness that if I don't address that, then it doesn't solve anything. You know, so if I don't sit down and say, hey, did something happen at school today? Are your friends okay?
Yeah.
You know, what is really going on? And it's manifesting this way, you know, whether that's a 2-year-old, a 10-year-old, 20-year-old, whatever, it's manifesting even ourselves. You know, we have misguided frustration when we freak out and yell at somebody because the person at the grocery store was mean to us. You know what I mean? And we carry that around with us. So for me as a parent, that's been the biggest learning thing, is to teach my kids that emotional intelligence. And we can talk about that more now or later, but it's not really about the cell phone.
Yeah. Well, just in an episode we did not long ago about anxiety, we talked about the first commandment of anxiety being avoidance. And that's the pandemic of the day in our world right now, is avoidance. Avoidance of all conflict, avoidance of uncomfortable feelings, you know, you name it. We avoid a lot. And there is no greater place to avoid than a cell phone.
Oh,
and we do it as adults just as bad, if not worse. And so I think that's what you're saying too, is it's such a good, it's an opportunity. It's a difficult opportunity, but it's an opportunity to ask, hey, are you avoiding something? What's going on? What's going on there?
Yeah.
You know, and hey, I've noticed you're on their phone, you're on your phone a lot, and you're like kind of going over, what's going on?
I think for teenagers, a lot of times it's that fear, the fear and the struggle to maintain face-to-face relationships. It's too easy to hide behind their phone and have those fun relationships rather than dive in, you know, face-to-face. But with that, I think it's important that we talk about now the discipline, though. So if your kid is abusing the privileges of a phone, which I step back, I think that there should be rules, and I'm not that we do it perfectly, obviously. There's no perfect way.
Yeah.
We're all different. Our kids are all different. So I think there's no one right way to do anything as a parent. But I think having the open lines of communication and setting up guidelines and boundaries, and, you know, that your kids have a good understanding of these are the rules regarding my phone in my home.
Yeah.
Do I have a curfew? Do my parents look at my phone? I'm shocked how many people don't. But, you know, do I have social media? Do I have times of the day where those things are shut off? All of that kind of stuff goes into play. And then when they're abusing that, which happens more than not, then what do you do?
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Again, a cell phone, it's easy to make the cell phone more than any other thing. I mean, because it's definitely in our face so much.
Yeah.
And that is kind of a pun, I guess. But when I help parents, there's two dynamics we always have to go to, which is, what's the emotional connection you have with your child? I call that love.
Uh-huh.
How's your love with your child? And then how's your leadership, your boundaries with your child? And both of those principles are paramount in parenting. There's a lot of P's.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I often say we have to lead, love, and let go.
Mm-hmm.
And so a phone often becomes a very instantaneous catalyst to parents, showing them where they really lack in their parenting.
Yeah.
So if they lack with the emotional connection, then it's going to become a power struggle, and that kid is not going to choose to obey from the because of the relationship. And, or the other way around, you're the parent and all you do is have a loving relationship with them, but you don't hold them accountable very often. You don't have very clear boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You don't create consequences or even hold the ones you threaten. So they know you're weak.
Yeah.
And so,
well, and the phone becomes something that's bigger than life, and it takes over. It takes the place of, you know, like you could walk in and their homework's not done and all these things are not done, but all of a sudden all you see is them on their cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, so you yell and freak out and take away the cell phone when really what is going on?
Yeah.
You know, do you have that connection to even make that call? You know, like you're saying, will they respect that?
Mm-hmm.
And will you even follow through? Whether it's a phone or a toy or blocks or I don't care what it is, it's all essentially the same concept.
Yeah, and another kind of off the topic, but not topic, but it. I was thinking about this a while back when you were saying power struggle. That phrase is another way of saying a power struggle is to see who can show the other person that they don't care as much as the other person
like
as quick as possible. And Randy Chatlin, he's an awesome marriage and family therapist here in Ogden, a good mentor of mine. He has a phrase that at least he's the one who taught me this was. He who cares the least or she who cares the least has the most power.
Mm-hmm.
And so with cell phones, again, those power plays come in where now all of a sudden we're in a duel with our kid on who's going to show how much I don't care. Like, oh yeah, all right, I'll take this away. And they're like, oh yeah, watch this. I'll show you how much I don't care about this.
Right.
And now that invites you to do the same thing. And now, and each time we do that, the love side of parenting, the emotional connection side, that is, it's a bank account and it has to be accruing. And the more you dip into that money to set boundaries, to punish, to do all this stuff, you can very quickly get into debt.
Yeah.
And that debt is dangerous, obviously. And it's where our children can start to do things out of spite and absolute just rebellion. And so most parents, when they feel like maybe they're struggling with their emotional connection because their kid keeps telling them they're too strict, rather than focusing on connection, what happens to a lot of us is we cut back on our boundaries to try not to be as strict. And that's exactly what can happen. We have to maintain our boundaries. We have to maintain being accountable. But on the flip side, we have to figure out how to induce more connection.
Yeah.
And I didn't plan on going there with this topic today, but as a strategy, one of the best things that comes out of so many sessions that I have with parents is inviting the parent to go home and have some alone time with themselves and actually think about, when was the last time I took accountability for myself with my kid and mm-hmm. to my kid? How much am I expecting my kid to be awesome?
And I'm not.
Yeah. And am I owning that with them?
Yeah.
And a lot of parents think they're undermining their authority if they admit that they've made a mistake or that they've really struggled.
Oh, and I think that's huge for kids. Just sit down and say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. I messed up.
Yep.
Let's fix this.
It's modeling. It's inviting them to do the same.
Yeah.
You know, and so maybe a roundabout answer to the question of what to do with cell phones, it's be accountable for yourself as a parent. If you're not accountable for yourself, why would they be accountable for what they're doing there?
Yeah. And they're modeling the behavior of you on your phone as well as the relationship with the phone. And then I think one thing I was just thinking about this too is, you know, as your kids get older, we talked about boundaries. I think boundaries are like your kids. What's the word? They push against them as much as they can because they want to make sure they're there.
Mm-hmm.
That makes them feel secure and loved. But they're going to push against them because they need to know that security is always there. And I think as they get older and you get into things like a cell phone, it's important to sit down with them and let them help come up with those guidelines and rules. And, it, you know, it's something that my husband and I don't necessarily agree on. And not the rules in that is the rules of the cell phone. You know, he's a little more strict and I'm a little more that I would like their participation. And I think that sometimes it's situational. If, you know, my daughter's texting a friend later than she should be, it's important, instead of just going in and raging into her room and getting mad and you're in trouble and the phone's gone away, to ask her, what are you doing? Who are you talking to? Because oftentimes with her, she's like, oh, my friend's really having a hard day and I'm trying to help her.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to go in that situation and take away her, you know, ability to learn empathy for somebody else because I'm obsessed over the fact that she's disobeying the rules in her house and I just want to punish her for it.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that it's important that we remember our children are capable of helping with those things and of helping us set realistic boundaries with things like cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And that they can Absolutely. Be a participant in that. And then they take ownership on it. And it's a little bit easier to discipline and to sit down and go, hey, you broke the rules. These are the rules of the house. You helped set the rules of the house. You broke the rules of the house.
Mm-hmm.
How do we, you know, what do we do now? Because there has to be a consequence.
Yeah.
And it can be a positive teaching experience and learning experience for them rather than just, you know, I'm taking your phone away.
Yep. And I think in parenting with teenagers, there is a transition time that needs to begin, I would say, like as early as they're ready, to where your rules and your I guess your boundaries start to change from just behavioral things to principles.
Yeah, makes
sense. Not that, for example, a curfew, a time, that's a behavior. That's a behavioral thing. Like it's midnight. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to know. It's very measurable.
Yeah.
But I think in our families, we struggle to focus on principles and only focus on behaviors. And so then we become these dictators to our kids.
That's what I was just going
to
say.
You know, and then they think we're the first part
Which
of that word.
Which is exhausting as a parent.
Yeah, totally.
They think we're the first part.
You know,
I love
and
it.
So you're just managing their behavior, which is called control.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to in our family, we work hard. In our family, we are honest. In our family, we're transparent. In our family, we stand for these principles. We do these. So when our kid does a behavior that we don't love, instead of jumping straight to the behavior, especially with teenagers, it's awesome to start leading with, hey, I noticed that you know, it's been a struggle for you to work hard lately. Like, what's going on there? Because that's something that your dad and I are going to absolutely stand for. Like, that's something we're doing, like, hard work in our home will happen.
You're sitting around your phone for
10 hours
every day.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on? Exactly. Rather than, hey, you didn't get A's.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's an outcome. That's behavior as opposed to effort, focus.
And what's important.
Yeah, priorities. Mm-hmm. Like, these are principles that will let you actually work yourself out of a job as a parent, which is exactly what we have to do.
Oh, yeah.
And so, summary. What do you want to summarize a little bit? So if our kid is on our phone, then in 1 minute you would summarize it as what? If they're on their phone too much?
Well, I think you have to sit down and figure out what they're doing, I think, is important. What are they doing on their phone? You know, that's, if it's, I'm texting my friends, it's social media, it's, you, I think you've got to be detective first, and you've got to figure out, you know, what's going on instead of just getting mad. You know, take the time to sit down and talk to them and figure out what they're doing mm-hmm. with that time. And then I think it's important to sit down and teach and help them to understand why the rules are there and why they're important and what values you have in your family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, go through the consequence. I think there have to be consequences. That's important. And I hope people understand that that's a difference. When I was a young mother, I didn't understand the difference. I just thought a consequence is a punishment. And my kids used to say, I hate that word. It's like a mm-hmm. swear word when you say consequence.
True. My kids probably do.
You know, and so it can be a good teaching, loving opportunity rather than a fighting, yelling, screaming, withdrawing privileges.
Yeah.
Throw down.
So here's my last value bomb for people. And I hope that people value this podcast because seriously, the content that we just gave is huge. I mean, people are in my office hours and hours and hours learning exactly what we're talking about. So as an intervention that I love, it is, if let's just say you were to take something away, then what has to happen is, in order for them to get it back, there has to be a letter that they write to you that says, this is what I did. This is why I did it. These are the principles that I ignored. And this is the accountability that I need to take.
And
this is the ownership that I have in my behavior and the choices that I made. And if they give it to you and you get, and this is, oh, and the last part is, and this is what I'm committed to doing differently.
Yeah. So they see that there's a change.
And you read it. And if it seems mm-hmm. totally insincere, then you hand it right back and say, there you go. But it's cool because then if you have their phone, you can say, you can have your phone in 3 hours for all I care.
Yeah.
I just want to see you be an adult, and adults take accountability for themselves. Adults make decisions, and those decisions mean something to them. And so show me that. And again, as parents, if you're not doing that, then it's time for you to do the work and be accountable with yourself too. But that's a really good tool.
And so. I think it brings up the important thing too, that, you know, I was just thinking about this, people listening are thinking, what, so you never take your kid's phone away? Well, no.
Exactly.
There are times where you need to, as the adult, you step in, and
totally.
There are situations where you have to make those hard decisions, and there needs to be a break,
you
know, and a separation. And so I think it's important to point that out. But, you know, in the process, hopefully that you're teaching and you're guided with love, and that there's a learning experience. And, you know, I like the idea of the letter because it makes them sit down and think about, you know, what is the bigger picture here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going on, and what can I change, and how can we do that?
Exactly. All right, everyone.
All right.
Don't be overwhelmed.
Have a good day.
It's hard. We all know it.
It's hard. Send us your questions.
Yep.
We'll do more parenting podcasts.
Yep.
See you later.